Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio 103.9. Today I'm talking to Wayne Horsley. Wayne is the new director of parks for the region, the regional park director for
Long Island
under the auspices of New York State.
That's correct.
This is a recent appointment, Wayne, and prior to that, you were a legislator. In fact, you were the presiding officer.
I was the presiding officer, yes. I left after being presiding officer for about 2 months. I was the deputy presiding officer under Bill Lindsay, and as many of us know, he was a good man who passed away a little early.
Yes, I did know him, too, and he was a good man. Now, you had this wonderful opportunity to be the presiding officer, and you took a look at this operation, and you said, this is more exciting, I think.
Ernie, I got to tell you, this was an opportunity of a lifetime. It is the Long Island Parks region is one of the most extensive recreational resources in the entire country. It goes from Valley Stream all the way out to Orient and Montauk Point State Park, and there's 38 parks in between. It was a dream come true. And frankly, Ernie, I had been with the parks prior to 1995, so for me, this was like coming home.
Oh, that's a great thing. You know, this park was built under the auspices of the main park that you're
the being, park system yeah
and under the auspices of Mr. Moses.
That's right.
I mean, these were some wonderful parks. There was like the actually they were different kind of parks than I think had existed prior to this time.
That's right.
And they were really people's parks, which amazes me even further because Mr. Moses was not a people's person.
Well, we won't get into his personality, but I had met him. But yes, you're right. The concept, if I may, the concept for his park system was he was going to find ways of people to get away from the city, from the hot, teeming summers and the like. So what he did is he built parkways, which is, of course, now Southern State Parkway and Northern State Parkway and Meadowbrook and the Loop and all the rest that you have on Long Island. And at the end of each parkway is a park. And, you know, a lot of people didn't realize that. So if you go all the way down the end of Southern State Parkway, you have Heckscher State Park. And
by the way,
parkways
themselves, without considering mm-hmm. the parks at the ends of them, are wonderful things as far as I'm concerned. They were always easier to maneuver and drive on, and I would avoid those heavy-duty trucks on the Long Island Railroad.
The LIE.
You would get sandwiched between two monster trucks, you know, and you had nightmares of these guys caving in on you.
I get it, but the park.
Do you remember that picture of the trains, planes, and automobiles?
Yes, I do, of course. All right. It's a good point.
Two trucks got the Steve Martin and the John Candy.
Right, right.
Squeezed in. And
the parkways were, at when Moses made them, they were considered linear parks. So that's the reason why there's more forsythia, they're more tree-lined, all those things, because they were to be a park system to go bring you to the park. And what they did was populate Suffolk County and Nassau County, brought folks out from the city because they had ways and means of getting out here.
Yeah, well,
so it changed Long Island forever.
Yes, it did. And there were some things wrong with the way we built those parkways. In fact, in terms of the way we spread out was probably not a great idea.
Well,
he
was a car person first and foremost,
and never had a license.
Yeah, that's right. Never had a license. He was an automobile fan. Yeah, file. There you go.
Automobile file.
There you go.
And which was ironic because he always had a chauffeur. But you know,
that's true.
Here's a guy who came from a privileged background.
Right.
And, you know, best schools, best this, best that, and probably a very high IQ.
And extraordinary. And he was a genius. No one doubted that.
And he maneuvered the governments of New York State mm-hmm. and New Jersey so that he had more power than either one of those governors.
Oh, there's no question about it. During the 30s, during the Depression, when the federal government was hiring people to get people back to work, who did they go to? They went to Robert Moses. He was the one that was able to run the WPA workers and put them to work. They found jobs through Robert Moses in building systems throughout New York State. He was an incredible man. I know he's got his pimples and warts as a person, but he was extraordinary.
Well, he has all the pimples and warts that all of us would have if we had no restraints on us. In other words, in Wayne Horsley and Ernie Fazio, there is a lot of good. But, you know, given no restraints, we'd make all kinds of mistakes. But we're always looking at what are the limits of our powers and what are the things we have to consider. And that's what makes our decision-making better.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that we're not totally without restraints.
Checks and balances.
It's a matter of checks and balances, yes. But it's like having a wife. You know, your wife...
I can't wait to see where you're going with this one, Ernie.
Well, I hope she isn't listening. But anyway, wives do help us make better decisions.
Oh, okay. You go in there, you're right.
By virtue of the fact that they have a different point of view. And they're seeing things differently. Mm-hmm. So the public is seeing us as differently than we are seeing ourselves. And that input makes us better at what we do. And so that's all I wanted to say about that.
Well, that's well put.
Yeah, and we're both out of trouble.
Yeah, right.
We can go home and eat dinner without having a problem.
There you go.
Now, we're going to talk about some of the things that you're working on right
sure.
now. That is really big stuff. You have a few shekels in your pocket
to
do.
It's the governor and the legislature in the last state budget put $90 million into state parks construction. It's two purpose-fold. One is to get people back to work, but two, it is also to help build our park system back to what the original makers of our parks envisioned. Long Island got a really good share, and we're going to be spending over $65 million on Jones Beach State Park, the jewel of the state park system, over the next 5 or 6 years. And it's an extraordinary opportunity to bring back something that everyone loves on Long Island, and that's our jewel, the Jones Beach State Parkway and parks.
By the way, if anyone, I've asked my IT guy to take your drawings.
Oh,
and,
right.
And put them on my Limba website. That would mm-hmm. be limba.net if anybody wants to go look at it. But you can go directly to the parks and get to the source. One of the things that I saw in your presentation on the parks is you didn't label everything. I don't think everything was labeled as to exactly what was happening in those pictures.
Yeah, well, the opportunity will be for the public on May 8th at 6 o'clock down at the Nassau County Legislature. We had to find a place big enough to meet in. We're going to go through from soup to nuts the changes that will occur at the Jones Beach and also ask the general public, well, what would you like to be seen? What would you like to see at Jones Beach? What can we put in Jones Beach that would make the park a better place to be and bring more people to Jones Beach? That opportunity, 6 o'clock, the Nassau County Legislature on May 8th. It's an open house. We're going to go through all the pictures with all the details
it's a feedback session.
Absolutely right. We are opening it for questions. If we don't have the answers, what we'll do is we'll be getting back to the.
You know, when
public.
I plan something, I get what I think is a good idea,
mm-hmm.
and I put it down on paper and I let it out to about half a dozen friends who are sympathetic to what I'm doing. I get a better idea coming back. It always comes back better than I started.
And that is the same idea. It's a public hearing. We're not calling it a public hearing because it doesn't have the formalities of it, but we're going to have the different pictures on the easels where we'll have someone there to describe the whether or not it's the new landscaping that's going to go or the restored landscaping or to the new buildings on the site or the new games area that we're going to be building. But one thing that the public should know is at the end of the day, the park is going to still look like Jones Beach, the park that everyone loves and admires and remembers. It's still going to look the same, but it's going to have 21st century features. So we're looking forward to growing it.
Modern support systems as well, you know. And you're going to be using some new technology, too, I believe, right?
That is correct. We're going green.
And, you know, does that mean geothermal? Does that mean solar? Does that mean...
Well, a lot of it's still an open
book. Okay, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We've been talking to Wayne Horsley. He is the new director of parks for the region, and it's a good conversation. We'll be back. This is Ernest Lee speaking. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening. This is 103.9.